and hasn't bought a deer hunt license.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it's a pretty good run, though. You got to count your blessings, right?
He'll be back out there next year. Oh, he just can't walk for the next couple months.
Yeah, good, good. It's a good thing to strive for. Fantastic. It's all about the family and the legacy of it, and it sounds like you guys got that going on there, Squatter.
We do. Thanks, Joel.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the kind words. We need to get a break in. Hour two of your calls in the Deer Hunters Roundup at 715-744-1006.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
For a great place to eat during the deer hunting season, head to Flambeau Forest Imp. The burger of the month is the Monster Buck. 7-inch high burger with 2 3-quarter pound patties, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of bacon, 2 fried eggs, cheese, and fries served with a side of wings. Whoa! And on Thanksgiving Day, stop in for a free dinner. Open at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday through Sunday, closed Monday and Tuesday. Flambeau Forest Imp in Winter, Wisconsin.
It's finally here, the 9 biggest days of November. Stop at Bader's Sports Center for all of your hunting needs to make this season a success. From last-minute extras to clothes, boots, and even guns, ammo, and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the Phillips area. From the whole team at Bader's Sports Center to all hunters, a safe, enjoyable, and successful season. Go see them at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Deer Hunters Roundup on 98Q WCQM Park Falls, WIRI Nakusa, and WHSM in Hayward. Streaming to the world on our 98Q Country YouTube page. Hit subscribe on there. A lot of subscribers already. We went from, I think, 5 days ago, Gray, we went from 2 subscribers because we really didn't do anything with it. You just created it. I think we have like 150 now.
I made the channel so we could give Jay those instructions on setting things up. And I was like, I need a way to send a big video over the internet, and YouTube was the best answer.
Those instructions are still publicly posted, by the way.
Are they really?
No. Yeah.
I thought I unlisted them. I will have to deal with that. Oh, well, fair enough. Anyway, I will fix that. But yeah, we're looking at 146 subscribers now because our listeners and Deer Hunters Roundup participants are just awesome.
Yeah, our keyword today is Baders, B-A-D-E-R-S. Use the Civic Media app. Do not email or any other way. It's got to go through the Civic Media app. Download it for free. And then you got 98Q and Trail Mix and everything right on your phone, ready to roll. We'll go back to the phones after a few more emails here.
Great. And actually, even before that, there's a couple YouTube shout-outs. They don't come in too quickly, but I wanted to get those done. We already covered Sandman's from earlier. Alan Camp, who's your daddy here? Good evening, Deer Hunters Roundup. Shout-out to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's see here. And thank you from Camp No Wood after he helped us, notifying us of the audio issue earlier. To the emails, Randy checking in from Camp How Many Shots? Doing better considering the Forest Service and the Shawamigan kicked us out of our campsite of 40 years. Ooh, I bet you there's a story there. Myself, Scott, and Butterfly have not seen anything. Snowflake saw one this morning. Good luck to all the hunters. Another day of not seeing anything but squirrels from Camp Shoot the Moon. Highlight of the day is listening to Deer Hunters Roundup. Well, thank you. Happy Hinder, Camp Shoot the Moon, and Triple I. Sean at the Kickapoo Teepee in Clam Lake. No deer, still looking. Boys are coming up tonight, so we'll have a few more in the woods. May change our luck. We'll be having Thanksgiving in camp. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys at Hunter Roundup and all the hunters. Rough start to this cold morning, and the gals at camp just weren't moving fast. Sleepy just kept hitting the snooze, and Itchy finally got up and moving, making enough noise to raise the roof. Finally, the ladies got out and about, saw just a handful of does in the field. No horns again today. Granddaughter Small Fry shot her first doe tonight. Huge congrats to her, and many more memories to be made. Congrats from us, too. Only saw a flash of Rocket and Cowboy this evening on their way to their stands. Happy Thanksgiving. More updates to come from Itchy, Witchy, Sleepy, Crabby, and Bloated. What are you going to be tomorrow?
That doesn't leave anywhere to go, really.
No, that's the really, whole, that's all of it right
that's
there.
That's the whole thing right there.
Get one more in here quick and save the rest for later. Camp Menopause checking in. Wait a minute, is this? This is the duplicate. That's who I was just reading from. Here we go. Let's see. Rough start to the cold morning. Holy cow. Okay, I triple printed one. Here we go. No Nuts checking in from Camp Send It. Helped Brett from Camp Bellyacre celebrate his doe last night, so we ended up sleeping in this morning. Tonight we seen a lot of does and fawns. Nothing with horns. Going out again tomorrow. Turkey Day is Bag of Buck Day for us. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Joel and crew, keep up the good work.
All right. Joel Gray Sausage is in here from the FPH Country Club. Austin is in here. Austin, is this your first time ever experiencing the Deer Hunters Roundup this year? Did you ever listen to it before?
I was present last year, if I remember correctly.
You were present a little bit, so
slightly.
Not too much of a shock to you.
Yeah.
All right. And the orange, you won the prize for the most consistent hunting outfit, by the way.
Well, you gotta have it. It may or may not be the only coat I currently own.
I keep wardrobe changing, not because I'm intentionally doing it. I'm just old and I'm trying to be comfortable. That's all there is to it. So.
I also do have an update from a camp that's been keeping in contact with me.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you got?
I want to hear it.
Well, let's see. This is from Ragnar Nanner sitting over at Camp Grandpa's Cabin.
All
and
right.
They said that they have tracks everywhere, but so far haven't seen a thing.
All right.
So keep us updated to get anything.
Tracks are the beginning. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Michael Egner.
Mike, how are we doing? Where are you calling from?
The Wegwart Nurgle Agenda Hideout.
Wig. Did you get all that, Gray?
I got about half of it, but I don't want to repeat it back. I think I'll get it wrong in a bad way.
So say it again. The Wegwart.
Wegwart Nurgle Agenda Hideout.
Oh, okay. They just took Wagner and Wartgo and put them in a wood chipper.
Okay.
Wegwart Nurgle. I got you.
Your brain computes far more than mine. All right, Mike, what's happening out there?
not much. Just probably a doe and a little one running around is all we've seen up here.
Okay. All right. Do you think the deer numbers are up in the North Woods?
Not really, no. Yeah. Not in our area, they're not.
It takes more than one season. I mean, we had a very light winter, obviously. But obviously, it takes a while for those ones to grow up a little bit and get to be in the herd, right?
We've seen less deer this year than we did the last previous umpteen years.
All right. So what do we do? How do we get more deer up here?
Get rid of the wolf pack.
Get rid of the wolves.
Or at least thin them down a ways.
That's right.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
Exactly. All right. All right, Mike, you have a name for your stand out there that you hunt out of. Do you have a name for it?
Oh, our cabin?
Yeah, or the stand, I guess.
The Agenda Hideout.
Just the Agenda Hideout. All right, we'll take that. Yeah, all right. And whatever else you said there that Gray interpreted, I appreciate that.
Wagwart Nurgo, Joe, come
on. All right, got it. All right, Mike, appreciate you taking time to give us a call.
All righty. Needed to get in for the drawings.
Yep, you're in. Sunday night will be the big prize night. Check out, we could spend 30 minutes going through all the prizes. They're all at 98qcountry.com. Click on the Deer Hunters Roundup. On the bottom, it says prize list and winners and everything. It's like 8 pages worth of stuff there. It's crazy.
It's going to take you a minute to get through it all.
Yeah. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kimmy Rowe.
Kimmy Rowe, ladies and gentlemen. Now on the stage, Kimmy Rowe. How you doing, Kimmy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Fantastic. What's awesome. What whereabouts are you guys hunting?
The Rack Shack from Ogama.
The Rack Shack. Okay. Give us some good news.
Okay, so I got a buddy for my 8-pointer that's on the buck pole. I got a big doe today.
All right. Very good. Nicely done. You're doing good. We found the deer. We found the deer.
They're in Ogama.
Yeah, they're in Ogama, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
And then my significant other, Jamie Froh, he saw a unicorn, but he didn't have a good shot. And besides, it was little.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like it's been a good season for you there.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
All right. So you're going to celebrate by taking a day off tomorrow, relaxing, or what?
Oh, yeah. Got to do the big Thanksgiving dinner and all the fixings and celebrate with a couple of shots for the deer.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. All right, Kimmy. Thank you for the update. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving Day tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You bet. And we got a big game tomorrow, the Bears and the Lions, early game. The mid game, the Cowboys and the Giants. That's where you get your nap in. That doesn't mean anything. And then you got the Packers and Tua. And the Dolphins coming in. That's going to be a tough game, I think. That Tua offense with the Dolphins has been good when he's been on the field. It's going to be a tough one.
If he's not concussed, they're pretty good.
If there's not a stiff breeze in Lambeau, he'll be just fine.
Yeah, the cold weather may be the neutralizer there. It's going to be a little chilly at Lambeau Field. But that's a good offense. When Tua is at quarterback and he's kind of figured out just not to put his head anywhere it doesn't need to be. And when he's on the field, they're good.
Well, any offense with Tyreek Hill, too, is automatically scary, just by default. So.
Yeah, we'll have that game for you tomorrow. No roundup tomorrow night. 5:03, the pregame, and 7:20 will be the kick. That's on free TV tomorrow night on NBC, I believe it is.
Cool.
And also the Peacock app, if you want to watch it there. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey there, it's the Buckstopper over at the Double B's Rack Shack.
All right, Buckstopper. Give us some good news at Double B's.
I think everybody's using up all those COVID bullets that they bought during the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah?
I'm hearing lots of shooting, but I'm not seeing any deer.
You think there's actually something in them? Were they blank? Or what are you thinking there?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to use them up before they expire.
Do bullets expire? Sausage, do they expire? No?
When you shoot them.
When you shoot them, and they're expired. Yeah, exactly. All right. So a lot of shooting around where you are. Are you seeing many deer, though?
No, we haven't hardly seen anything.
All right.
Everything's at night.
All right. Well,
I took the fauninator, and he says that he saw an elk's butt.
Okay, so elk's butt. Just the butt? That was it, or what?
Just the butt of an elk, I guess. That's what he told me, and he said I missed it because I had my head in my phone.
Okay. All right.
Is that true?
It's a little true, yeah.
It's a little true. All right, just a little true. All right.
I'm hearing regret that you can't prove him wrong.
He shot at a crow with his BB gun, so.
All right. They still make BB guns, huh? All right. Good.
Yeah,
right.
A little Red Ryder.
Red Ryder.
If you get the drop on a crow with a Red Ryder, I'd be pretty darn impressed. That's you can't even if you look at a crow, they're gone. That's pretty incredible, honestly, that he even tried.
Yeah. All right, Buckstopper. Thank you so much for taking time to call us. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate the show.
You bet. That's what it's all about. You guys calling us from all over the Northwoods and other parts too, all over Wisconsin, down in Nakusa and Hayward. The Buckstopper. More emails, Gray? We
got a couple more to share with folks here. Day 5 update from the city zoo. Once again, nothing moving on the property. Appears that they were on the move last night, though, as I haven't seen that many tracks since it snowed. Mom came out for the annual Thanksgiving Eve steak dinner and card night. We'll hit the woods again in the morning. Gobble, gobble, Steve Jr. Thanksgiving shout-out, Choo-Choo, Sandman, and Little Titanium Diva from Camp Sandcastle east of Phillips. Is that like a rap name? Lil Titanium Diva? It's L-I-L. We've seen no deer. Yeah, we would like to wish Hawkeye and Camp Lean to a continued prosperous hunt and a happy Thanksgiving to all. Thanks for a great show. We enjoy it. Well, you make it possible. Okay, Joel. I'm trying to work over here. Just get these all. You've
been itching to play sound effects, and I just haven't been finding the right spots to do it in.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'll give you better opportunities, all more right. and varied. Right. Nicole from Gray Elephant Camp, listening in from Altoona tonight on the app. Thank you so much, Nicole. Home for Thanksgiving, back up to hunt Friday and Saturday in hopes of getting something. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right, let's get a couple of our wonderful sponsors in back with more of your calls on the Roundup.
You know, this here is the most exciting part of hunting, I tell you what. Just sitting out here in nature.
This sucks.
Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Join Terry 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a feast of ham, beef tips, pork roast, turkey, and sides. $24 per adult, $12 ages 6 to 12, $6 under 5. Celebrate with Northwoods Supper Club and enjoy a warm, flavorful Thanksgiving.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
Deer hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Bader Sports Center is having a Deer Hunter Widow special on all of our regular priced Stormy Cromer clothing and accessories. From November 23rd through December 1st, take 15% off any of our Stormy Cromer men's and women's apparel and accessories, including hats, gloves, mittens, and purses. So make your own drive to Bader Sports Center, stand in front of our huge rack of Stormy Cromer merchandise, and bag your own trophy. Mention that you heard this radio ad, and we'll give you an additional 5% off your Stormy Cromer purchase. That's all at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Joel, Gray, Austin will be back in here. We've got Sausage with us from the FPH Country Club. This is, what, the third year we've had you in here? Is that
yeah,
right, Sausage?
Three in a row.
Yeah, it's fun. You keep coming back, too, which surprises a lot of people around here. So he's coming back, huh? All right.
Yeah, it's surprising. You after throw me you, out, and I make it back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, after
you know?
The way you treated him, he keeps coming back, huh? Uh-huh. But the famous FPH Country Club, of course, every year you guys keep making investments, additions into there. I mean, it's like the Hollywood of deer hunting. It really, I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question. I will say though, you really threw us for a loop the other night talking about indoor plumbing. So that's been that's been the talk since then. So
that should be the next edition. You're thinking?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, we could work on the kitchen a little, but now that we got the bar squared away, that was the important
part.
That was
a priority.
Oh yeah.
That was a priority.
Especially a year like this, we're not stacking up deer. We're stacking up aluminum cans. So that's about all that's happening.
I think part of the joy of the Deer Hunters Roundup is the imagination that all of our listeners have of what everybody's deer camp actually realistically is, because, you know, some are nice and some are not, but we paint the scene and we tell a few lies, and that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, what's a bad day of hunting is still better than a good day at work. So
if
we can be out there and doing that and having that camaraderie, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and the calls we get range from Rob Nelson, who's legitimately in the middle of the Shawamigan National Forest, to some guy who says he's at his hardcore deer camp. He's actually on his Lazy Boy watching reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond with a beer in his hand. But we don't know sometimes which is which.
Yeah, and you don't know which guy decided not to get out of bed that day and didn't see any deer.
That's your right to do if you want to your days off. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Dick from Rhody Bay Lodge, west of Phillips.
Hey, Dick, how you doing? Long time no talk to you, Dick. How you doing?
Yes, doing very well now. Thank you.
The Rhody Bay Lodge. Mm-hmm. What's happening out there at the Rhody Bay Lodge?
Well, we're kind of thin on hunters today, but we've had four or five guys each day up until today, and then they had to go out and take care of some business.
All right.
But we are celebrating. We realized it yesterday. We're celebrating our 55th year at the Rhody Bay Lodge.
All right. That's fantastic, Dick. And of course, so you were three when it started, you're saying. Is that what you're saying, Dick?
No, I'm very, very thankful that I'm a happy 76 today. Today, but this year.
Yeah, very good, Dick. All right. Great tradition. Lots of stories. People have come and gone, I'm sure, right, Dick?
Oh my God, yeah. No, we've had a storied history here for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Anything good happening this year for you?
Well, being the oldest in camp, I got my buck on opening day.
Nice. All right.
And so I've been kind of taking it easy, you know, doing the cooking and trying to make sure these guys got the energy to get out in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. That's harder than shooting a buck, isn't it, to get them motivated, get them out there, huh?
Well, no, these guys get up earlier than I do now.
Oh, really? Okay, well, good for them. They're quiet, I hope. They don't wake you up, do they?
Well, they try not to. They're pretty kind.
All right. Sounds like a great hunting tradition there, Dick. We thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, we've got a few stands that we've named over the years. And if you want, I'll throw them out there to you.
Yeah, I want to hear them. You bet.
Yeah, we got Tucker's Folly.
Okay.
Bigfoot.
Okay.
Louie's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Little John's. Shorty's. The Tripod. Brian's. Dick's. Hilltop. And White's.
All right.
Nice.
That's like a whole community. That's like a subdivision is what that is right there.
Yeah.
You rattled them off, no problem.
Do you have that zone commercial out there, Dick?
No, not yet.
A residential.
We still operate off a generator and solar power.
Yeah, very good. That's very cool, Dick. Yeah. Thank you.
I'd like to give a shout out to No-See-Em up in the Butternut Glidden area and the Bolts Boys south of Phillips.
All right. You've done so, Dick. Thanks.
We're good, and we really enjoy your show. We listen to it every night.
Right.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and the rest of the crew up there.
Appreciate it, Dick. Thank you so much. My old neighbor there in Phillips, always appreciate hearing from the Rhody Bay Lodge. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, where are you calling from, Jamie?
Camp Snoopy? Yep.
All right, and whereabouts is Camp Snoopy?
We are just north of Lugerville.
Just north of Lugerville. Oh, we found him.
Camp Snoopy just unlocked a memory, though, that Mall of America memory. Is that, are you guys named after the old theme park?
Nope, we're named after my dad.
After your dad?
Even better.
Was that your dad's nickname, or did he like Snoopy, or what?
He likes Snoopy. He passed away a year ago.
Yeah.
And we just put it on for the Camp Snoopy.
Very fantastic. So what? Who do you have hunting out there, Jamie? What's going on?
We've got Peppermint Patty, we've got Linus, and Lucy.
All right. The whole crew out there.
I love it.
All right. It sounds like trouble. Sounds like trouble.
Yep, and Charlie Brown is the cook.
All right. And is there a football handy at some point to try an extra point or a field goal?
Yes, there is. We play football with Camp Dinner Pickles.
All right. Very good. All right. All right. Jamie, good to hear from you out there north of Lugerville.
Yep, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. This is a Deer Hunters Roundup on 98Q WCQM Park Falls. We're on 101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, 105.5 WIRI Nakusa. We're streaming on YouTube. You can look back and listen back to Saturday's show, Monday's show, Tuesday's show tonight, and we'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows. Also, let's get more of your calls here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Joel, good evening. This is Ben calling in from Camp Wilson down in Sheboygan County.
Hey, Ben, what's going on in the Sheboygan County area?
Things have been pretty quiet. We have an eight, a forker, and a doe, and that's about that.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. How many you got hunting there with you?
There have been three of us hunting.
All right. Well, that's more than
one
a lot of people.
Three deer, good. Three people. Yeah. I see good math.
Yeah.
Three for three. Yeah, that's good. I was getting a little worried tonight. I kept calling and calling and calling and kept getting a busy signal, but finally got through, so I guess better late than pregnant.
Yeah, well, we have caller ID, Ben, so we screened them pretty good there. So, yeah.
No, the only still woman let in the me building through. Chuckled.
We got a chuckle out of Rachel.
Exactly. All right. It's been a good year for you. What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Ben?
We're going to eat. We're going to drink. We're going to get fat and drunk and then take a nap, wake up, be refreshed for the Packer game, and watch the Packers beat the Dolphins.
All right. Sounds like a big day. All right. Good luck to you and the crew there.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I want to give a shout-out real quick to Mike and the gang up in Iron County. Hope they're doing good in the woods. Be safe, be good, and if it's brown, it's down.
All right, Sheboygan County checking in. Appreciate you. Who you are on the roundup. Who's this?
Yes, this is Joan from Jones Joint.
That all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
This is the call that has made the most sense to me of any of them tonight. Joan from Jones. I can spell that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, man, didn't see nothing. No gunshots, didn't hear nothing. But then when in town and on 182, somebody got a deer. Oh, what a mess on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
And if you want to see a lot of deer, you just drive around Park Falls.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to go down through the ditches to get them, but, I mean, they're elusive, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of them all over. It's like, wow.
I think they're all in town. You know, I had about eight deer hanging around my house the entire summer. I haven't seen them in the last 2 months. I don't know where they went. So.
Probably in your freezer?
Yeah, no, yeah. Could be.
Wow. It's just wow. Yeah, so anyway, I had to call in, and I love your program. It's just, I thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it very much for the call. We did get a deer. In fact, the Deer Hunters Roundup got a deer this past summer right on the front lawn of 98Q. I came in to do the morning show one morning back in probably June, maybe.
Yeah, June or July.
Yeah, I came in, did the morning show. My wife goes out for a walk every morning. She happened that morning to come to the radio station a little bit after 8, and she walked in, and I looked over her shoulder as she walked in, and laying in the front yard, a deer was laying there. And it had gotten hit by a car and got hit in the shoulder, I guess. I think that's what they said.
I think it was a rear quarter was what it was. I think it was its rear right was I saw an impact point. And it was, I mean, a lot of us around here have seen a lot of roadkill deer, and it was pretty spotless, I will say. Yeah. I was actually surprised to see it down and completely dead, honestly.
Yeah. It went down, and it was obviously had just passed. We called Heritage Meats and said, hey, can you slice this up for us? And they did, and it's no rush. A couple months later, we're eating venison and snack sticks. And
those snack sticks, man, those are awesome.
Yep.
Everything has zing to it. Everything's got some extra kick, a little extra. No, just Honey Barbecue.
Yeah.
Those snack sticks, top notch.
That's a different sausage between somebody hitting a deer in the big city and somebody hitting the deer in the North Woods. Immediately when you hit a deer in the North Woods, what do you think?
Me?
Yeah. What's my deductible? and can I process it, right?
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
sure.
The deductible is very important, obviously. Yeah, and we think, okay, can we get this thing and maybe get it in my freezer, too?
In a word, percentages. How much of this can I save and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good utilization there, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. We put it to work, and in fact, I had a venison sausage for lunch today. Venison sausage sandwich.
Excellent.
More of one of our wonderful sponsors here on the Roundup, and more of your calls at 7. I can't believe this is the first time in 5 nights that we have a line open. 715-744-1006. More of your calls coming up.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Need dependable auto services? Morg Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service touring, expert body shop repairs, and trained technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years, Morg is your go-to automotive center.
Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, and of course, towing 24/7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%. Serving the surrounding area and all of Price County. Call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries, low mid-teens. And more clouds around for tomorrow, scattered flurries, and a high in the mid-20s. Colder with sunshine Friday, high only near 20. Staying cold for the weekend, even with sunshine, highs only in the low 20s. Currently 21 degrees.
98Q Country.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
734 Deer Hunters Roundup, originating out of WCQM in Park Falls, also heard WHSM in Hayward and WIRI in Nakusa. A rare moment. We're on our fifth night here at the Roundup. And we got an open line, so if you want to call us at 744-1006. With that said, Gray, I'm going to let you go through the 30-point prize package, which is, I think, on the second or third sheet there. So when we draw on Sunday night, everybody's name will be in the hopper for this huge prize package valued at, what is it valued at?
$1,000. American. Dang. Cold hard currency.
$1,000.
Various items from various sponsors, starting with the featured item, an Ashley Rocker recliner in nutmeg color. $600 MSRP there.
I passed up the nutmeg a couple of times today in the spice cabinet when I was I'll talk about that in a little bit.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Careful there, Sanjay. Careful there, okay.
Miller Electric, $25 gift certificate from St. Croix Rods. One jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce, $25 in chamber bucks, and a coupon filled with local business coupons. $50 gift card for Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill, or a little bit of both. Up to you. $25 to the Village Pit Stop, $50 for Freeze Firewood, $25 for Main Street Guns and Knives, $25 to Ron Ernst Lumber, $50 Roblox card from Northwoods Realty, $25 from Warga Auto and Truck Center, and $25 from Oxbow Resort.
One
total
person.
Of $1,000.
One person's going to win that whole thing. That's the 30-point grand prize package.
It's basically a key to the Northwoods, all told.
Yeah.
And a chair.
And there's much more, and we'll get to it if time permits here, but we got more calls coming in. We told them their lines are open, and they responded, so here you go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is T.L. Buckley calling in from the Jack Shack.
Hey, Mr. Buckley, how are you?
Well, we're doing fine and dandy, but nothing on the pole yet this year, so
trying to
get it finished before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, where do you hunt? Where is the Rack Shack?
We're about, I'd say, north of Nokomis, town of Nokomis, and then between Little Rice, too. So we're about in that area, I'd say. So.
Okay. I have no idea where that is. But, but yeah. I'll believe you. I'll believe it all. All right. So nothing for you yet, huh?
No, just seen a lot of does. Uncle had a chance at getting a buck, but didn't want to come to him at that moment. And then just as this morning, he actually took a video of a bobcat and two of her cubs walking around, so that was pretty cool to see that. So,
All right. Nice. All right, very cool. All right. Too cold out there for you today, or was that good for you?
Oh, well, we were pretty cold.
Yeah, we were pretty cold.
We did go out though in the afternoon, and the morning, we didn't really do that much.
Yeah, yeah.
So we managed to tuck her out in the afternoon, late evening, so we got her.
All right, very good. All right, well, thank you for the update. Do you have a deer stand you hunt out of?
Oh, yes, I do. We got a lot of deer stands, and we got quite a few names for them.
Let's hear a couple if they're radio appropriate. Sure.
Well, a lot of them are. So
a lot of them. Wait, I wanted to hear all of them.
Ambiguous number.
Not a lot of them.
A lot of these are just fine.
Because it's that one that ends Joel Karnick's career. All right.
It's not satellite radio.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're all appropriate, but one we got is Wobble Stand, City Slicker, Side Trail, West Coast, a River Stand. And mostly those ones, they're kind of cool, like kind of generic, but pretty cool ones.
But everybody knows what you're talking about, huh? You don't have to go any farther than that. All right, K.O. Buckley, we thank you for the update.
Yeah, no, thank you, guys. It's a good show, and have a happy Thanksgiving as well, too.
You too. The Rack Shack checking in. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brian from Bad Minnow Camp.
What was the camp again?
Bad Minnow.
Bad Minnow Camp. How do you get a name like that?
Well, it's kind of where I'm located.
Okay. Are you out on
bottom of a lake?
Minnow. You're either at the bottom of a lake or you're on Minnow Lake Road, one of the two.
Well, I'm right on Highway 13 between Ashland and Wisconsin Dells.
Between Ashland and... Okay.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'll be right over.
Narrows it down.
All right, very good, Brian. I like the GPS location. So what happened with you guys today?
Not much. Kind of flying solo the last year or two, passing of most people in the camp, but still giving her hard, and most deer are showing up at night now, so.
Yeah.
Passed up a couple small bucks opening morning, and now nothing, so.
Yeah, they like those cameras.
They pattern us back. We pattern them. They figure us out too, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Brian. Well, if something good happens between Ashland and Wisconsin Dells or wherever you said, give us a call back. We'll be here later in the week, okay?
Yeah, I got a for your call in on deer hunting stand.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
Which
the way we name them?
Yeah.
Is by hotels.
Okay,
got the Motel 6,
all right.
The Holiday Inn, the Trump Tower.
All right.
That's how we name our
They're
stand.
Eating the dogs. All right. They're eating the pets.
So everybody knows one's a little nicer than the other one, you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah. Some ain't so good, and some are Motel 6.
Well, at least the Motel 6 has electricity. It'll leave the light on, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Not always.
Not always. All right. Brian, thank you so,
so
much.
Give
a shout-out to the Camp 30 pack.
All right. You have done so, Brian. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Sausage hit on something. It was his idea to do this tonight as far as I never realized, because when I hunted when I was younger, we didn't have deer stands. We just went out, walked the woods, and we sat. If you found a stump, you sat. Deer stands were not really a thing back when I was a kid. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But it is a thing now, and people do name them, and it's kind of a tradition along with the camp itself, right?
Yeah, I was driving up here, and I thought, boy, we have a lot of stands, and they all have names. I bet everybody does that. So
yeah, you've got to label them somehow. Otherwise, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and it sounds like everybody's got either really good names, or they're like, yeah, that one down by the river.
Yep,
but it's still a name.
You've got river, you've got ridge, you've got north side of the field. Like, that was what Sausage and I were talking about during a break, though, is I bet a lot of you folks don't even think about how weird some of these are, you know, like that whiskey bottle drive that I know my dad's crew has. That nobody outside of the crew has heard that until I said it on the radio like an hour ago in the last 30 years. So we want to air them out. We want to show off.
Exactly. Let's go back to the phones. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Ben?
Ethan. Where are you calling from, Ethan?
Spooner.
All right. Good to have you along over in Rail Country. What's going on over in Spooner?
Not much.
All right. Were you hunting today?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a couple hours.
Did you see anything?
Nope.
Nothing. Have you seen anything at all this week?
Nope.
Are you planning to see anything this week?
I hope so.
All right. Do you need me to email you a picture of what a deer looks like so you know exactly what it is when you see one?
I think I know.
Okay, you got it. All right, very good. How many people hunting with you over there, Ethan?
Normally one, but today there was two.
Two, all right. You got a camp name over there, Ethan?
Not really,
just Ethan from Spooner. All right. Are you young enough for our youth gun drawing?
Yeah.
All right, you're in. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now, all you guys, when you
fascinating conversation.
When you call and you're automatically qualified, check back on our website after the Deer Hunters Roundup is over next week, because every year, I would guess probably 30 to 40% of our prizes go unclaimed.
Yes, and it's a darn shame. I know it's tough to, there's a couple spots we could put that info, but we put it in several. So we'll do everything we can to get the word out and repeat it and keep repeating it for weeks.
We've had years where TVs and guns and large prizes have gone unclaimed.
Yep.
So check it, because you have until January 1st to claim it. Otherwise, we re-give it away again in promotions in the spring. So check the website when the Deer Hunters Roundup is over to see if you won something, because there's a lot of thousands and thousands that goes. It's like the Wisconsin unclaimed property thing is what it's like. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of it that just goes unclaimed. So be sure to check the list. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, this is Toner calling from the FPH Country Club. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Uh-oh.
Surprised he's still up.
Toner, he said?
Yeah.
Toner? All right. Toner, give us a little info on this sausage guy here, could you? Anything you
well,
can?
Well, one is we don't miss him being gone.
Okay. I like that very much. All right. Make that very clear. All right.
The cook, Indy, cooked up a great meal tonight. Yeah, we had some back straps from a deer that I shot with my bow, but we lost power down here earlier, so we didn't get everything that Sausage said. So I'd like to give a report on our hunt today. I don't know if he did that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, we took the ride out to the farm, and we had six guys, and we drove all day long, and we saw a total of four deer, two does, two fawns.
Okay.
But we also saw two bear.
Two bear.
In their dens.
Oh, really? Hunkered down for the winter, huh?
Yeah. So if you figure that out, that would be like the bear population's 50% of the deer population. That usually results in not a great deer hunt that year as far as harvesting deer is concerned. So.
Yeah, exactly. So you saw the deer. So you physically were able to see a part of the deer as it was hunkered down?
As far as the deer are concerned, the bear.
The bear, yeah. Sorry.
It's like I actually saw one of the bears. It was denned up, but it was just laying on a pile of grass, just right out in a bunch of brush. And then sausage, and also on one of the drives we made at the farm. G-Nerd and the cooking bee are the only two who actually got visuals of deer.
All right. Does that make you look over your shoulder the rest of the drive then?
If animals sleeping that quietly could catch me, I would be done hunting then. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Cool.
All right. Well, no deer, but that's a good story to tell right there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was chilly out there today. I'm not going to lie about that. So, I mean, we were a little cold, like really hot for a while when you're making the drive, and then you stop and talk for a while, and then you get really cold and really hot. But, yeah. So
you did almost get a grouse today, though, Toner.
Sausage chased me a grouse, and it almost nailed me right in the head. I had to duck.
See, now this is the third year Sausage has been on the show here, so you hang around long enough, and we dig up dirt. So, Toner, give us something about Sausage. Give us a little something from a previous year's hunt, anything at all that we can hang over Sausage here.
I guess the one thing I'm going to say about Sausage, like any deer he's ever harvested, there's been a really strong wind, because if he's in the woods, he's, you know how that sausage flavor goes out into the air?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like unless the wind's blowing that scent away from them,
yeah,
he has no chance.
No chance at all. Uh-huh. Very true, very true. All right, Toner, sounds like an eventful day for you guys, though.
Oh, yeah. I would like to give a couple. I'll just give a few of our 42 tree stands that we have named for.
Okay. All right.
So we have the bombing base.
All right.
We have the ticket booth.
Okay.
We have one that recently changed its name, and Sausage could elaborate on that later, but it's TSAK-47.
Okay.
We've got Rocky Run, the pond, the middle field, Psy Don't Lie, Gregor replacement stand. So those are just a few of the.
Those are pretty good.
That's a good set.
That's a good run there.
Don't forget the cowbone stand.
The cowbone stand.
Oh, yep, and a newly formed stand. Yeah, the cowbone stand.
All right, very good. All right, Toner, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
All right, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Out at the FBH Country Club. I wonder if anybody's ever had a stand called the Mile High Club Stand. More of your calls coming up.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason@landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13 just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Break 19, it's the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop at the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that timber train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or a cold one. That's the Village Pit Stop in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemoth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemothImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemothImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mark Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at Fifo Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend.
I promised I was going to play this song earlier, and I didn't. So here she is, Tiger Lily from down in Kennan, with her rendition of You Are My Moonshine.
Okay, this is a southern version.
Good.
The cackle at the end is wonderful. Tiger Lily, Lily Kempton from Kennan, Wisconsin. She did that probably over 20 years ago. I've had that for a long, long time. And Lily called the show for many, many years. We will take a couple of calls. We're going to go right up till the top of the hour. Then we'll have a little bit of a post-game show for the 98Q listeners. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello.
This is Sawyer.
Sawyer?
Yeah.
Sawyer, where are you calling from?
Sherwood, Wisconsin.
From Sherwood, Wisconsin. Whereabouts is that?
I'm about to find out, Joel.
Whereabouts are you? What part of the state yet?
Clark County.
Clark County.
Yeah.
Oh, that's down by Neillsville, that area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, Sawyer, what happened out in the woods for you today?
Well, opening day, only seen a fawn, then fork came by, so I shot him.
A fork?
And my cousin shot an 8-pointer.
Your cousin got an 8-pointer. Hey, that's a pretty good day. All right. All right. You guys, were you sitting or driving, or what were you guys doing to get those?
We were sitting.
You were sitting. All right. Very good. Well, it sounds like a good hunting season for you so far.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Anybody else hunting with you that has any tags left at all?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're going to go at it again a little bit more yet, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Sawyer. All right. You're in for the youth hunt, right? You're a young guy, is that right?
Yep.
All right, we'll put you in for that youth gun we're giving away, courtesy of Nemeth Implement. Congratulations to you and the family. Sounds like a good day, and thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Yep, down in Clark County, probably listening on WIRI down there.
Yeah, right across the big lake from Nina there on Lake Winnebago, Sherwood.
Okay, all right. Or maybe just listening on the web. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Blake from Camp Buckinghorn Palace.
Camp Buckinghorn Palace. I like it, Blake. Whereabouts are you guys?
Yeah. We are just out of Iron County.
Just out of Iron County. Even farther up north. All right.
Blake, yeah. Would you be the young man I've gotten a picture of a spike buck here from earlier today?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations to you, young man. Is that your first deer?
Yes.
That is absolutely awesome, and thanks for the picture. We'll make sure we get that in the rotation on the website. Joel, I've actually got a couple pictures of Buckinghorn Palace. It looks like a beautiful camp and well-named. There's a lot of history on the wall there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And a creative name, too. I like that, Camp Buckinghorn. Yep. Anybody else?
Can I give somebody a shout-out?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my grandpa, Grandpa Chico.
Grandpa Chico. All right. Very good. Blake, we're going to put you in for the youth drawing, too, okay?
Okay.
Congrats, and thank you for checking in.
Yep, thank you.
Camp Buckinghorn.
See, now that's a kid living on dopamine right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yep. You could hear he's come down a little bit, but that's I remember you put the gun up, something happens, and the deer falls down. From there, you're spiraling.
When you're young and you get that first deer, the rest of that hunt is just a rush.
Oh.
You wake up the next morning, and you're king of the roost.
It doesn't go away.
It doesn't, no. Oh. Yeah.
No matter how old you are, you feel pretty good.
That's very true. That's very true. It's just when you get older, you just nap more. So it goes away a little bit. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Blue Shoes from Camp Shoots a Lot.
Hey, Blue Shoes, whereabouts are you guys?
We were in the Catawba area, but I had to go home, so I was hunting at home in the Marathon County.
Okay. All right.
And I got to sit tonight, and I got to see a really nice six-pointer. I just didn't get a good shot at him, so I left him walk.
Down in Marathon County, huh? Okay.
Down in Marathon County.
A lot warmer down there, huh? Balmy, I bet.
Oh,
huh?
It's not a lot warmer. It's just a little bit.
All right. So what are you doing for the rest of the hunt, Blue Shoes?
Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We plan on having a big Thanksgiving dinner. And then me and the big-time duck hunter and the duckling are on our way to Camp Who Gives a Quack to sit for tomorrow.
All right. I'll give you a little bit of that. Like that. All right. Very good. All right, Blue Shoes. Have a great Thanksgiving. We appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a
good
one.
7:57. We're going to let our IRI and HSM listeners go in just a little bit. If you guys want to continue to watch and listen, you can do it at 98qcountry.com and on the YouTube channel. We're going to be leaving them in just a moment here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, Joel. This is Trout with Camp Whatchamacallit.
Camp Whatchamacallit. All right. Whereabouts are you guys?
Oh, we're on the lovely Jump River in Catawba, Wisconsin.
On the Jump River. All right. What do you got to say out there?
I just want to let you know that bear bellies out here, Little Tree, Bear Belly Junior, and Tiny Bear. Duke had to go home sick, and Cubby missed the season due to surgery.
Okay. All right. Are you seeing any deer out there?
No, but Joe, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
We got the honors today of going hunting with the FPH Country Club.
Oh, boy. Is that the right word?
Condolences.
The word honor, weren't you? Wasn't there another word you were meaning to say with that?
Yeah, I was, but
okay,
it's a radio show, so I got to be proper.
I'm kidding. You didn't get attacked by a bear, did you?
No, but, we're not going to go there.
Okay, all right.
So, Joe, I heard you were looking for some dirt on the old sausage.
Oh, always, sure.
Oh, boy.
So, just today, as a matter of fact, while we were doing drives, he mentioned that he doesn't know if squirrels are allergic to sausage, but it seems like whenever he's sitting in a stand, all the deer are, like, running into trees like they're blind.
Oh, yeah? Running into trees?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, is that a real thing? Are squirrels allergic to sausage?
Well, maybe.
I think some testing might be required.
I think we're back to the dopamine and other things.
Tryptophan
we were talking about earlier.
One of them's at work here.
Yeah, there might be some drug testing coming up at the FBH Country Club before anybody walks the red carpet.
Test your squirrels, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I want to give one shout out to Ben Jr., Abe, and Willow over in Polk County.
Okay.
And then... I also want to say thank you to Toner and Cooking Bee for not showing up at our shack tonight like they were supposed to.
All right, very good. All right, Trout.
No love lost down there.
Your absence was appreciated.
All right, Trout, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you very much. We need to let the WIRI and WHSM folks go, so we'll see you again.